So, as I get prepared to go on my awakening walk for exercise and to build up my stamina, I am thinking basically about something. Well, I saw a video, and the video brought a thought to mind. Is every career exploiting a gift? Is every career created, learned, used for the transfer of money in the sense of a monopoly mindset? In particular, because the US dollar and most other dollars from other lands and countries are not backed by gold. And when you are not backed by gold, or you don't have any backing outside of yourself, then the only value that you truly, sincerely have is the value that you create. And as I'm talking about it, I'm just thinking about, okay, so the value of a dollar is like the value of a soul. And I say that because when you're dealing with souls, you create the value of you based on what you do, how you do it, and who you do it with. You create the value of you based on how you see yourself, the amount of love that you have within, how you value yourself in a room full of others, not how they value you, but how you see you in that room in nature. It brings a couple different thoughts to my head. One is it's like when they talk about artificial intelligence and things done to mimic real life things, majority of the things that we see are things that mimic something else in nature. I'm not talking about like a refrigerator mimicking a cave or a cold place, but it does mimic Alaskan ice type of environment. It is a mimic of that environment in a way that we can use it to keep cool or keep things cool, however that means something to you. So the Arctic. So everything is a mimic of something that's greater, that has been exploited, that has been minimized in such a way and managed, taken over, exploited in such a way to where now we have capsized the ability to do what's normal, what's natural, what's right, what's free. With saying that, though, I have like a thousand thoughts because, in order for you to be the best you, create the best you have to see the value of yourself in this world, in your own individual life, in every other way possible. But when you begin to discover purpose, when you begin to learn more about yourself as a soul, it transforms your way of thinking in such a way that you just don't look at things the same. You value money only in the concept of spending it to maintain whatever life you desire to create, whoever you are, whatever you enjoy to do. But aside from that, we are taught things that for someone it comes natural. And for the people that it comes natural, that's their gift. And then somebody can go and learn something that somebody does naturally, freely. This is just who they are. No coaching, no help, no extras. When you learn yourself to your core, when you really take an opportunity to get to know yourself fully as a soul and your purpose, you realize how everything is a gift. Life is a gift. The sun is a gift. Trees are a gift. The streets are a gift. The way you think is a gift. Your ability to sell is a gift. So I was looking at a video earlier and I was looking at someone and I'm like, man, this person is a really good salesperson. I don't believe that God created this person to sell things because everything that God gives is given freely. So when I say that you've been exploited, a builder that builds for funds and not because that is their gift, gift is being exploited and will miss out on aspects of life that his gift was supposed to help him see. His gift was going to take him into this and then into that if he followed the path based on his gift. So when I say you can be exploiting gifts, that means that you can literally be causing someone's gift to be stagnant by trying to learn how to be what they're gifted to be and then charging somebody a fee for what you learned to do that somebody is gifted and called to do. It's so crazy because we look for jobs. We fill our lives with fillers that don't help us grow or complete us in any way, really, are not good for our souls, because most people are working to survive. They're working to live, to afford a living of survival. And because the wages are so scarce, you're never getting an opportunity to enjoy life to the fullest because you have to work in order to live. And when you work in order to live, then you can't live unless you work. And you're gifted to do something naturally, freely, that you would do regardless. So you get doctors that are gifted. They may be gifted to be a mechanic, but because of the pressure of the environment, now they got to go be doctors because of the dollar amount, because they want to make this money. Then you get the doctor that don't care about patients because he's doing it because of the pressure to make the money, versus it being a healing calling in which he can really converse back and forth with God about whatever it is that you need to be healed with. And as I'm saying that, I kind of pause because in my mind I'm thinking about the practice of medicine versus the calling of healing. The practice of dentistry versus the calling of healing. And I say that in particular because if you're not called to heal, but you take it up as a practice, then you'll never do it for real. You'll never get beyond just doing it to see what you can come up with. So you're doing it to practice. You're doing it to fill your time with something versus doing it to heal someone despite the financial gain. I think that's the part that can be missing at times, because you need to be doing what you would do if there was no financial gain. That's a part of understanding your gifting, part of learning who you are and your soul purpose. It's so many aspects of exploiting your gift that we don't recognize or see because we've been engineered mentally to learn to feed into a system designed to stifle you, a system designed to put a cap on your abilities, your spiritual ability, your mental ability, your capacity to live and be like God. If you know that there's a such thing of black gold, then your job is to, like they do diamonds with blood diamonds, if you know that black gold exists, then your job is to hold on to the black gold and make other people think that the black gold isn't worth that much, so that you can capitalize off it when they give it to you, thinking, oh, it's not worth anything. So it's kind of like that with being human and realizing your gift versus realizing or being committed to something based on what the financial gain will be. So, and it made me think about the next thing I thought about were actors. If actors or actresses was the gift of mediumship and being able to communicate with other souls beyond what can be seen based on what's being felt, and that gift was exploited as, okay, well, we see that you naturally can interpret, feel, become someone else. So what we're going to do is we're going to make money off of you and tell you to act like this. And then we're going to write this story for you to act it out. And because we're writing this story for you to act out, you will get paid, but you will miss the nature of your gift. And that's profound to me, because if you're saying that every naturally talented actress and actor could possibly be a medium or somebody that God is supposed to use to interpret spirit to others or to help heal the world by their interpretation and understanding of another soul based on the ability to feel that person. So that just expands that from being just a medium to being more empathic. The same way with recording artists or music artists that create based on what they feel. They write based on what they feel, create their music and sounds based on what they feel. Nowadays, you gotta wonder, is it based on what they feel that's real or what they feel that's a facade? But that part is only like that because you got a lot of people who are committed to seeking the life they're not supposed to. And when I say that, not saying that you can't seek whatever life you desire, but that you're seeking a life that wasn't meant to be yours, in the sense of if you're not naturally talented as an empath, but you use your empathic gift to feel and have compassion to harm, hurt, or make life hard for someone else, then you are exploiting that ability to gain wealth. And there's nothing wrong with gaining wealth, but if we knew our soul purpose, if we knew who we were created to be for humanity, how would that change the way we do things, the way we think, the way we operate, what we believe, and beyond in that realm? Like, it's easy to go get a job to fill your life with something to do. Like, a lot of people are looking for something to do. And most people aren't looking to really be purposeful, to really say, okay, what am I supposed to do with my life here on earth long term? What do I do naturally that I can use to influence and help craft humanity? Because I definitely could see where a person or people could be empaths, and their gift as an empath is singing, writing, communicating, etc. And that is what and how they communicate with others. Now, the thing is being an empath or being a spiritual vessel of any kind, medium, empath, prophetic, whichever you decide, it opens you up to the spiritual world, regardless if you realize it or not. So your mindset, perspective, and insight begins to be based on what you feel in the spiritual realm. So a lot of people don't know how to operate mentally from that space. A lot of people aren't capable of gravitating to their purpose, really because they're too caught up being exploited for their gifts, or putting their gifts on the back burner sometimes for the sake of money. So when I thought about the person doing the sales and how that's a gift. Now, I'm not saying I know what gift that ability or the passion behind the sales mentality is connected to, because God didn't give us anything to sell. He said freely he gives to you, so freely you give to others. So if you're giving your gift to others freely, then it leaves little to no room for you to be seeking something that's not your gift and trying to make a life from it, when you're supposed to make a living from your gift. Your gift will make room for you, but if you're not able to hone the skills of your gift, understand the nature of your gift, see the fullness of who you are and what your gift allows you to do, then you might not ever experience the fullness of your gift the way you would like to. So it's just pivotal and important for us to be mindful of what we do naturally and how that could literally be the key to unlock the magic within us all, and not using that for something that has no value at all. Like, I think that's all I can say, or all I was planning to say as I continue on my walk for today. But so think about different gifts. Think about different skills. Think about natural ability and the things that we consider real, the things that we invest our money and our time into. Money is something that you invest your time into. Your career is something that you invest your time into. So the goal is to be more invested into your soul purpose, into your natural gift and calling, than you are into anything else. Because when all else fails, that's what's going to matter most for everybody, not not just you. Don't just consider yourself. Don't just consider what seems cool to do now. Think longevity. Think how you could be easily replaced in a job or a financial position, and somebody else could be there tomorrow, and everything that you've worked for can be taken away. But the things that you mature and grow within your soul, it'll never let go. You'll never be exposed as being different. The things that can't be taken away are the things that you should value most. Your soul can be exposed for being faulty if you build your soul up first and you operate from within that gift of life and being able to live and being able to breathe and being able to understand what your soul purpose is and what it really means. Okay, hopefully this goes across well to whoever it's for. I just hope that you grow more, explore your soul more, and become eloquent in the things that make you whole, that money can't buy, the things that you have to spend time doing, because time is the only thing that you'll never get back, although it's an illusion. It's an illusion because the world never stops. The earth never stops spinning. Time is a tracking device, so you can know when this was, how this happened, and deja vu kind of plays into that too. Time loops the loop, the loop. And when I say it loop, loop, because you could dream about something that you've yet to experience. And within a certain amount of time, that deja vu allows that dream to come true. And when that dream really becomes truth for you, based on what you've seen, how you move, what you do, it's almost like that deja vu, the dream itself, draws you to the path that's before you. And when you reach that path, when you encounter that path, when you take that path, then your dreams begin to unfold the truth. And so it's like the foresight is like a bit of guidance. If you're willing to accept it, if you can listen, if you can take it all in and use that to navigate life. But a lot of people don't realize how fundamental some things are within each person, within separate visions, because the way I dream may not be the way you dream or the way you see things. Your gift may be different, so you may not dream. You may have a different way of communicating with spirit so that you may write well. You may communicate through written text spiritually. You may hear God and be able to communicate verbally with people. You may feel people in your soul, in your spirit, and pray for them even when they don't know. You could be called to run fast for whatever reason, but they've capitalized off of every natural ability and made it a winless prize. Because what are you trying to win? Once you get all the money, you still got to seek within. So what are you trying to win? What do you really gain when money can't take away the pain? It can't just fix what's not really addressed. It doesn't erase unhappiness. It doesn't cure the soul or heal the mind. It just takes up how we spend our time. So it's so important to really get to know the depths of your soul, to be peaceable with growth, with knowledge, and so many more things. So it's deep when you really get to thinking about it. And I feel like I'm talking slow because I'm walking. Even though you can understand it and feel it, it just walking and talking is getting exhausting, shortness of breath, or whatever. We're not gonna talk about that, but I think that's it.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight, brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please. Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your life enhancement coaching specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey, Dr. Casey to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better, and for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.